It's among the worst natural disasters in Caribbean history, flash floods and mudslides that have wiped away entire villages in a remote region along the Haiti-Dominican Republic border. Rescue workers estimate the death toll could reach 1,000 people. NPR's Jerry Haddon accompanied soldiers on an aid mission to the area on Saturday.
The river that ran through the farming village of Font Verrette was small. You could practically jump across it. But early last Monday, torrential downpours triggered a flash flood that transformed the creek into a thundering wave of fist-sized rocks and huge boulders. Daju Kompay, a Haitian man so old he no longer remembers his age, woke up from sleep to the sound of rumbling. He says he opened his door and the water came roaring in. When the water first poured into the house, I tried to seek safety inside, but I couldn't, he says. And then the current swept me away. Finally, I managed to pull myself against a tree and stay there, and that's how I lived. The skinny, gray-haired Kompay sits on a white boulder in a vast field of boulders that pummeled and buried his village. Like the roughly 2,000 refugees around him, he has nowhere to sleep and hardly any food or water. Font Verrette is all but cut off from the world. Roads to this remote region in the southeast corner of Haiti along the Dominican border have washed out and will take months to repair. Canadian and U.S. helicopters are ferrying in basic supplies as fast as possible. Haitian and UN relief workers pile bags of rice on an escarpment at the edge of the floodplain. U.S. Air Force First Lieutenant Rob Gosa says an estimated 164 people have died here. He's overseeing the airlift.
Today we will have delivered 92,000 pounds of rice, water, beans, cooking oil, those sorts of things. A lot of the non-government organizations have pitched in, just a wide variety, everything from clothing to hygiene supplies. We will, by the time this is done, have flown about 12 sorties, 12 helicopter flights to and from Font Verrette.
U.S. forces say this operation is just a Band-Aid on a big wound, but there's little else they can do. They arrived in Haiti in early March with a different mission, to stabilize the country after President Jean-Bertrand Aristide fled amidst an armed uprising that left at least 300 people dead. On June 1st, United Nations forces will begin a gradual takeover of the peacekeeping effort and now this rescue operation. A Canadian military helicopter takes off from Font Verrette to make other stops in the devastated region. It touches down in Tiat, a small hamlet serving as a staging ground for various rescue missions. The Haitian town of Mapou, nearby, is still completely underwater. 24-year-old Louvert Jean-Baptiste has just arrived from Mapou, a three-hour walk. He says he lost his house and his garden, but managed to save his family from the floods. Monday night, it was raining very hard at Mapou, he says. I was with my wife and two kids. We hurried and got away, but our neighbors tried to pack up their belongings, he says, and they got swept away. Last Monday's rains were fierce, but these devastating flash floods and mudslides have as much to do with environmental neglect as with downpours. Haitians have cut down more than 90% of their trees to make charcoal, their main source of fuel. As a result, hillsides are barren, and when it rains, the mud and rocks tumble down, often with devastating effects. In the last 3 days, the weather has been dry, but the rainy season is just beginning in Haiti. Rescue workers say more flooding will complicate an already difficult rescue mission. Jerry Haddon, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.